Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. As always, I'm joined by my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out a lot. What's been going on with you, bro?
Nothing. Did some grilling today.
Yeah, man. You did some grilling for 4th of July, too, man. I appreciate it. I came over. Had a nice burger. Had a nice hot dog. Had a nice sausage. Took home some wings. I got to admit, man. I always say this. This man is a wizard on the fucking grill, man. This guy is really nice on the grill.
You're going to be mad because today we threw the salmon and kebabs on there.
Oh, yo, wow. Oh.
Yeah, we threw
really,
some
bro?
Two things of salmon and like 10 kebabs.
Oh, man. The kebabs, man. Those are one of my favorites. When he put together the shrimp, the chicken,
but see,
the
tomatoes. My girl makes them. I just throw them on the grill.
Yeah. And
Monday, she was at work.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm making, I think it's either Sunday or Monday, I'm making fish and chips. Fish, shrimp, and chips.
Okay.
You know, got to get that in. Because somebody liked the fish last time. Look, say I don't eat fish. I don't be eating fish. So I was like, all right. I'm not making you the fish, but I'll let you try the fish.
What kind of fish?
Last time I did tilapia. This time I'm doing flounder. But last time I did the tilapia, right, I leave one piece. I leave one little small piece, and I'm like, all right, that's you, so you could try it. She eating the fish like, ugh.
How you cooked it? You fried it?
Yeah. Lightly seasoned.
Hey.
Quick deep fry. Only took, like, you know, 2 minutes in there.
Mm-hmm.
On the deep fry. But she come eating the joint. Oh, I didn't think I'd like fish.
Yo, fish is good, so, man.
You gonna have to make this again.
I love fish.
Anytime you get there, you gonna have to make this again. That means that, oh, I'm gonna want this probably next week. You gonna have to do this again next week. So, yeah, I don't know if it's gonna be Sunday or Monday. I don't know which day it is. It's gonna be, but... You gotta get the oil, right?
The Walmart, people are bringing it at
2 p.m.
tomorrow. They're bringing it
tomorrow. Oh, okay. So
It'll be the
Mahdi.
That's all you need to
do. It'll be the Mahdi. You know? So, yeah, I'm finna make that. I just like cooking sometimes, man. Like,
I don't. I like grilling. Cooking? Nah.
Well, that's same thing, man. Same difference.
No, it's not. Not to me.
You're making food. You're making food.
Making food?
Yeah, you making food. So.
Yeah.
But yeah. And you had the salmon on the grill, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Salmon with the peppers and onions.
Oh, man. No sauce, no nothing. Just.
It don't need it.
Don't need it. Absolutely right.
Don't need it.
Whew, goodness. Yeah. I mean, that's the good stuff right there, man. You know, people was talking about 4th of July. They like, we was not supposed to be celebrating that because we got Juneteenth. And like, bro, any excuse to fucking chill out with your family, take it.
First off, I don't need an excuse to chill with nobody. Yeah. You know, it's my only friend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, people get together with their families during those times, man. Take advantage of those shits, man. Ain't nobody celebrating the holiday. You celebrating the time with your family.
Dude,
shut up.
I don't give a damn about a holiday.
Yeah.
All the holiday means is I ain't got to go to work.
You ain't got to go to work.
You know, that's all it means to me.
And most people take that time to spend it with the people that they care about the most, man. Like, ain't nobody talk. Sit up here, we want to take a stand. Oh, we're not going to celebrate 4th of July.
Okay,
like,
well, you take your stand and be fucking miserable about it.
Call them about your business, man.
You know, nobody cares about you. You don't want to celebrate the 4th of July when you grew up celebrating the 4th of July. Don't catch me. Catch me seeing you with a firework in your hand.
Oh, they love
or watching fireworks. I don't want to see you watching nothing. I don't want to see you lighting nothing. Yeah, you don't want to celebrate the holiday. Yeah. Fuck up out of here.
They was running off with those fireworks, though, man. Just
I didn't see a motherfucker. I didn't see not one firework.
I heard some. I ain't see none.
Dude, I was out.
You was out?
I was out cold. Yeah. After, because when you left, I went to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
They had me smoking.
And smoking.
Yeah, man. They had me smoking. I went to the house after that. I was like, yo, it's my nap time. I gotta go. And I went and I passed the fuck out.
Yeah, they looked like they had a lot of food over that joint too.
They had too much food.
Yeah.
They mac and cheese.
They probably had leftovers. Like
20 pieces of corn on the cob,
yeah.
Mad burgers and
this is all American.
Chicken,
for them.
Hot dogs, like. Well, they got a big family too.
Yeah,
all them kids. So they just went. I didn't eat a piece of food over there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you grilled up some nice stuff at your house too, and you told me earlier.
I didn't eat any of our food till the next day.
Yeah. And then you told me that ain't nobody else eating none of the food either.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, man. I could have took some stuff home. Like, I try to be considerate to other people and shit.
Well, I was expecting somebody else other than me to eat, too. Like,
yeah.
But no. Yeah.
I try to be considerate to other people. Like, when I go over people's house, man, and the other part about it is, when I go over, like, I don't try to come empty-handed. Like, I had made the sausage balls that we had during the Super Bowl. I had made them and was going to bring them over, but I forgot the shits. Yeah, what? This nigga was like, well, you ain't got no choice but to eat them all yourself now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was crushing them joints, though. Oh, man, they're so good, man. Will you dip them in the pizza sauce, the marinara sauce?
I threw some sausages on the grill today, too.
Yeah. Dipped them things in the pizza sauce.
I even gave two hot dogs to my whole bitch.
Your whole bitch?
That's my dog, y'all. Not my woman. just so y'all know.
It'd be funny as hell when you say that shit. Like, you come out of nowhere, little whole bitch.
Like, hey, bitch. That's my bitch. That's my bitch. What can I say? You know?
Yeah. You know. But outside of that, man, you know, of course, 4th of July weekend, we did that. What'd you do after this, man? What else you been doing this week, man?
Nothing, just working. And work has been boring as hell.
Yeah. For me, it's been, yo, drop everything you're doing and focus on this one thing. And that's all I've been focused on the whole week. I've been doing this one project all week. All 5 days. I've done the same thing all day. Spreadsheet. Looking at this one spreadsheet all day. For 5 straight days is excruciating. I hate it so much. And the worst part about it is, I looked at this fucking spreadsheet and been working on it for 5 days, me and Hannah, and we still ain't finished. Like,
for 5 days?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
It was 3,000 accounts on that motherfucking thing. We got 60 left. 5 days working.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you have to talk to people on the phone. Talking to people on the phone is terrible. It's horrible. Especially when they're stupid. It's horrible.
I don't do it.
I know you don't do it. Talking on the phone to people is horrible. Oh, my God. It is the worst thing ever.
I know I've said this many times. Don't call me. Text me.
Yeah. It's just, talking to people on the phone is like it's just horrible to me. I don't like it. I do it all day at work, and I don't like it when I get home. I just don't like talking on the phone to anybody. Don't talk to me on the phone. Except what? I barely talk to her. I mean, we be on the phone. And it's just, you know, I'm talking to her just to keep myself from doing something crazy or something. I don't know. Like,
my mother gets like 5 minutes a week.
Yeah?
Yeah, video chat.
Yeah. You know, I talk to her when I'm coming home, when I'm on the ride home, and then so she can speak to Aries when I walk in the house. And then that's it. You know?
Yeah, I call my mother. I'm like, what are you doing? Nothing. She asked me, what am I doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we FaceTime her every Sunday. We video call her every Sunday. And depends on how long he wants to be on the phone with her is how long we be on the phone. Like, last week we was on that motherfucker for 2 hours. He just kept wanting to read her books. Like, I'm going to read her this book. He just grabbing books. Yeah. I'm like, son, she's sick. Because I don't know if I... Did I tell you my mom?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah. She's sick or whatever. And I'm like, she's got to rest. And she's like, oh, it's fine. He can read another one. It's okay. Like,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. But that's the highlight of her week, man. She loves to see her grandbaby on Sundays. I make sure it happens every Sunday. She did finish up the quarantine. She tested negative. And they're already out again. She went to a comedy show today. That's why she went on the phone with me when I picked you up.
Good for her.
So they went to a comedy showcase. I'm going to have to ask her who was there. What acts was at the joint. But I want to say it was a Legends of Comedy with Samore and all them. You know who Samore is?
Yes.
Okay.
She's not really funny to me, but okay.
Some people don't know who it is. That's why I just asked. But
yeah, she got a fat ass.
Yeah.
And I don't like the short hair, so.
Yeah.
Fat ass and short hair, that don't work for me. I don't care.
What if she put on a wig?
Maybe.
You know they got the wigs that they glue on now, and you can do whatever with the motherfucking things.
I don't touch the hair anyway.
You don't touch the hair anyway?
No, I'm not a hair puller.
Okay.
So. But if you fall off of it, like, like, what the fuck?
Nah, man, they got that hair glue. That hair glue that they use is sticking on pretty well. You gotta put mad force on it to take it off. Like, when they ready to go take it off, they gotta put like oil or some shit on it, some hair removal shit, some glue removal shit in order to take it off. And, you know, you gotta put mad force into it to take a bitch wig off nowadays, unless she just didn't glue that shit down. You know, so when you see bitches' wigs getting snatched, they just ain't glue that shit down. You know, they ain't lay the baby hairs down and shit. Like, bitches gotta lay the baby hairs down, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I say I like real long hair.
You like real shit. Real shit.
Real shit.
Understood, man. Understood. You gotta add real shit. You know?
Only when it's on the head. Like when your hair falls off, like little strands or whatever, and it just happen to have one strand on the floor, like you need to pick that off. Like,
word. What?
Yeah.
I don't like your long hair on my floor.
Nah.
Pick your long hair up off my floor.
Nah. Don't get it in my shower either, because I'm not getting in there. I am not getting in there with a strand of fucking hair on the floor. Like, nope. You need to clean that. You need to clean that. Washing it down the drain don't count. You need to pick that shit up, get it out of there.
Yo, you sound like you're scared of hell or something. Like,
dude, I'm a weird person, I guess.
I get you. Nah, man, you gotta get the hair up off the floor. Mm-mm. I can't be walking around seeing long hairs.
Mm-mm.
I understand, man.
My girl hates me because of that shit too, because she got long hair.
Yeah.
And every time I get that.
Well, she don't like her hair on the floor either, right? She be up that motherfucker like after she comb her hair or whatever. She'll take, you know the little lint roller joint?
Mm-hmm.
She take the lint roller and roll it across the floor so it get up all the hair.
Hey. It's like, whatever works.
Whatever works.
Just as long as it's not there.
Like, I don't want to see this shit.
Nope.
Long hell. Getting up. Oh, man. So, you watch anything new?
I've just been watching Vikings all week, man. I'm on, like, season 4, episode 13.
Yeah. I went back to, because they got new episodes of Westworld that just started. So I started that series from the beginning to catch up.
Okay.
So I can watch that. Westworld. It's a weird show, man. It's weird.
I've never watched it.
It's
on HBO, right?
Yeah, it's on HBO. It stars, Anthony Hopkins is in it. He plays the creator of an amusement park. But the amusement park is Western themed. And you as a patron, a park goer, you can do whatever you want in the Wild West. And they got hosts that play their little roles or whatever. And they just take you where you need to go. So if you wanted to go out and have a saloon fight at high noon, they would take you to the saloon and help you start the fight. Okay. There's a bunch of twisted turns in this show. It's a lot of hidden secrets within this show. But it's a really good watch, man. It's a really good watch. You know, I recommend it to people if you like weird things like that. Like, you know, people even bring their kids and shit. And, you know, you got weapons, you got guns, just like the Wild West. You got guns and everything. You can shoot. They shoot blanks and shit, of course. But, you know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you do in the Wild West. You can do that shit in this amusement park.
Okay.
But, of course, the show shows, you know, the people in the amusement park and then the people who actually run it, Anthony Hopkins being the person who created it, you know, they don't like some of the changes that he make throughout the park. They're trying to get him out of there and, you know, new people coming in because they bought, you know, sections or brought, like, advertising spots and shit like that. So, shows all of that type of stuff, man. It's a pretty good show. Got different layers to it. But you say you've been watching Vikings. Now, that is about the Viking Empire, right? Somewhat.
You know, them going to England, trying to, you know, go over there and rape and pillage and whatever. Go to France and rape and pillage.
Yeah, raping and pillage.
Even though they went to France and got their motherfucking asses.
So it's all about the Viking nation going to go, you know, do what Vikings do, rape and pillage.
Edge is actually in the last season.
Yeah, I remember him being in that show.
But I ain't got there yet, so, but I just know he's in it.
You know, but that, also been watching this animated series called Big Mouth. You ever heard of this? Here's a Netflix original. I think it's Adam Goldberg who created this thing. It's about kids hitting puberty, man. It's about kids hitting puberty.
I've been there, done that. Know? I don't need to see that.
It's about kids hitting puberty. Yeah. It takes you back. It takes you back. You're like, ah, like I okay. said,
been there, done that, don't need to see it.
Yeah. But they got these things called hormone monsters that fucking come out and talk to them through these things. So it's fucking ridiculous, bro. It's fucking stupid. I have no idea why I keep watching it, bro. Like, it's dumb.
So stop watching it.
It's so fucking stupid, but it's funny, man.
But I know how that be. It's, some shit be so bad that you just can't turn it off.
I ain't even say it's bad. It's just, it's dumb. Like, it's just, it's like, dog, I know this stuff happened, when I was a kid. But I don't, of course, you're not talking to no fucking imaginary hormone monster that's telling you about all of this stuff and shit. Like, of course not. You're not doing that. But the hormone monster be like dictating what this kid does. Like, he be like, yo, go in the bathroom and rub one out. He'd be like, but we're over my friend's house. I don't care. Go in the bathroom. You have your phone. You have your headphones. We got to watch the porn and rub this out. You feel the tingle in your balls right now. I know you do. Because I feel it too. Like...
I don't know what the fuck he be watching. I just watch porn. I don't need to. I don't need some hormone monster telling me to go rub one out.
Kid's like 11. He's not even 11. He's like 10, 11 years old, and the fucking hormone monster telling him what to do. And then the girl hormone monster just be telling the bitch what to do. And she was like, cuss your mom out right now. Just call her a bitch. Call her a bitch. She's like, I'm not going to call her a bitch. Oh, you're right. Call her a cunt. Call her a cunt. Like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, man. You're ruining my life, Mom.
Bitch, you ruined your mom's life by being born.
And then they break down the fourth wall talking to the audience. Like, yeah. In the next episode, Tasha's going to discover her vagina. Like, what? Oh, if you guys have not seen that show, man, Big Mouth on Netflix, this shit is dumb. It's fucking stupid. It's fucking dumb.
I'm not watching that shit. I'm not watching that shit.
And I even fucked around and because I don't even know how the fuck I ended up on that one. But I started watching iZombie. You ever heard of this show?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never watched it.
The CW shows, they pack so much into one episode. I only watched one episode of this shit, and I felt like I watched the whole season.
Because they're an hour long, and they do 20 episodes.
No, but I only watched one episode, but I felt like I watched the whole season. Like, they packed so much into that first episode. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the bitch is a zombie. How she turned into a zombie. they tell you that in the first like 2 seconds. Like, this is how she turned into a zombie. Okay, she's a zombie. She was a doctor. She was studying to be a heart surgeon. She turned into a zombie. Now she works in a morgue. Within the first 15 minutes, the dude who she works in the morgue with found out she was a fucking zombie eating brains. She eats the brains and has visions of the person who she ate the brains of. Then a cop comes in here and says, how'd you know that? And she started working with the goddamn cop. Solving cases with the cop.
Sounds about right.
Like, yo, all of this shit happened in 15 minutes.
Sounds about right.
It was like, what? Then they meet two more zombies along the way. All of this shit happened in the first 30 minutes of the motherfucking show. I'm like, dog, y'all ain't letting this shit slow burn? Like, this ain't even, this is just boom, 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 boom.
Nah, because they got 20 more episodes to get through.
I'm not watching 20 episodes of this shit. Like, I'm not watching this.
And that's just season one.
I did look at the season list. It should say 5 seasons. I was like, nah, buddy. But I just felt like, I don't know how I got on it. It just was interesting to just be like, okay, let me check this out. And then I was like, I don't know if I want to keep watching this.
No, you don't.
But I felt like I watched the whole season and it was only watching one episode. I was like, damn.
The CW is nothing but teen dramas.
Yeah. I do want to go back and finish watching that All-American joint, though. Maybe because it's centered around football. And Tay Diggs is in it. Tay Diggs is pretty good.
I've never watched it. Yeah. I know it's on Netflix. But I've never watched it. I never had a desire to watch it.
Teen dramas and superhero shit on the CW.
their superhero shit's getting lame.
It's getting lame. Hey, man.
I ain't going front, though. I'm kind of into Superman and Lois, or mm-hmm. whatever the fuck it's called, just because it's something different.
Yeah.
But The Flash, I'm so over that. I got one more episode. I hope it's the last fucking episode I ever fucking see in The Flash. Because I know if they do another season, I'm going to watch it just because I've watched all 8 seasons already. Like, I'm invested and I hate it. I hate it. Like, how much time travel shit can you deal with?
I stopped watching that shit a long time ago, bro. Like, I'm not watching this shit. I did check out the other joint that you was talking about. You said it was weird. I checked out that Miss Marvel joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched like 2 episodes of that. It wasn't catching me like that. I wasn't really into it. And I was like,
I'm not really into it either. I'm just watching it to watch something.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know about this. But, you know.
The last episode of The Boys, that was good.
Yeah, I gotta watch that too.
I mean, the whole season was iffy.
Yeah.
But that last episode, that was good shit. That was good shit.
Yeah, I gotta watch that too, man. And then while I've been at work doing this fucking spreadsheet, I've been listening to music. You know,
I'm not listening to no new music or any anything till Neo drops his fucking album.
You're not listening to Lloyd Banks next week? Drops on the 15th.
It's hard with Lloyd Banks because, like the man got rhymes, but the production, it's so boring.
Yeah.
It's hopefully this is different.
He dropped a new single too. He dropped the first single to the joint called, I think it's called Mercy. No Mercy or something like that. I ain't listened to it yet either, but I just saw that because he had posted up the track list and said that it was coming out next week on the 15th. So I'll probably check that out. You know, like you said, Neo. Hopefully Usher's dropping soon. I mean, he's been doing little concerts here and there, so hopefully he's dropping soon. But the ones that I've been listening to, I just stopped to listen to some of the rappers that, you know, people have been talking about that I'm used to, you know, that I hadn't heard before, that I wanted to hear new projects from them. I listened to Billy Woods, Ethiopes today. Wasn't really good. Didn't really like that. I mean, I've liked other Billy Woods projects, but this one wasn't good to me. I listened to a Lucid album called I Told Bessie. Drums aight, you know. Typical Lucid project. Pretty good. Elzai, I listened to his joint called Zeitgeist. It was all production by this woman named Georgia. She did a great job with her production on the joint. And it was a really good album. I like that joint, so if people know who that is, probably nobody that listens to us know who that is, but he's a Detroit rapper. He's a really good rapper. And then Chris from the job had me listen to this guy called Brent Fires, R&B singer. It was a pretty good album. I'll give him that. It's called Wasteland. Brent Fires. Or Fires. Something like that. Called Wasteland. R&B dude. Good album. You know, we need some good R&B albums out, man. I mean, Breezy gave me a half good R&B album. Like, the 12 songs at the back half of Breezy was a good R&B album. We need those good R&B albums out. That's why we looking for people like Neo and Usher to come out. Because we need that.
Yeah.
So, but Brent Fires, it was a really good project. It was cohesive. The only downside to it was the skits. The skits did tell a story, but them shits was long. Like, he had a skit on that motherfucker that was 5 minutes. I was like, yo, for real, bro? Like, come on. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm listening to him. I'm like, when the fuck the song coming on? Like, can I get the song? 5 minute skits on the joints.
I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. You can skip the skits. They have nothing to do with the album itself. The songs tell a story, and then the skits tell a backstory that's its own separate thing. So you can skip the skits and just listen to the music. Music is incredible. It's great. It's a good album. The guy can sing. You know, he's either him writing the songs or his songwriters, they put together great songs for him to sing, and he did a good job with it. I like the songs. The only drawback, again, was those skits for me. I was like, damn, dog, these shits long. They did tell a decent story, though. I was like, you could have put that separate. You could have did that separate. You ain't have to put that on here. But, so yeah. So, I was able to find some good music to listen to over this past week.
Great. Yeah. I just listened to my old shit.
But you're looking forward to the Neo. Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea of when that's coming out?
I have no idea.
Damn.
I have no. I'm gonna check his Twitter. Yeah. See what's going on there.
Yeah, I would love to know when that shit's coming out, though.
Yeah. Cause I'm a huge Neo fan. Love Neo's music. Every time an album comes out of his, I listen to it. He's just an incredible talent. I mean, the guy can write his ass off. He's one of the best songwriters in the history of music.
Self-explanatory drops on the 15th.
Oh, next week?
I'm just...
Oh, shit! Oh, shit, we get Neo, we get Lloyd Banks. Oh, my goodness, boy.
Yeah, next week, my week is complete.
We getting music, baby. Like, oh my goodness.
Yep, the album is called Self-Explanatory. It's pinned on his Twitter. Drops 7/15.
Today, West Side Gun, Peace Flag God came out. I might check that out. Oh, Kid Cudi came out with a joint. The Boy Who Flew to the Moon, Volume 1. I'm going to check that out. So next week, I don't even know if all of these is accurate, but they got the Lloyd Banks joint up here. They got the Neo. They're saying Lizzo is supposed to be dropping next week. They saying Tyga supposed to be dropping something this month.
I surprisingly like him.
Tyga?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good, man.
Like, I know you never heard that from me, but I surprisingly like him.
I mean, that isn't surprising, but he's not bad. He's not bad.
But coming from me.
Yeah, coming from you, that is kind of, you know. But they got a bunch of people supposed to be dropping here. Yo Gotti and the Cocaine, well, they're not called the Cocaine Music Group anymore, but Yo Gotti and CMG, they're supposed to be dropping. Lil Baby's supposed to be dropping. The Game's supposed to be dropping. Drillmatic, think it's the 22nd or the 21st. They're saying Death Row Records, Snoop Dogg and them supposed to be dropping a collab tape.
I'll check that Snoop out.
Jacquees, he is the self-proclaimed prince of R&B, dropping an album pretty soon here. Joey Badass, 2000. So he's got Joey Badass. Of course, y'all know he named all of his joints the years. He started with 1996. He did 1999. And now he's doing 2000. And typically when Joey Badass makes an album, he is tapping into the sounds of that particular year. So we'll check that out. Beyonce is supposed to be dropping her new album called Renaissance.
That nigga make a video singing in the rain?
Who? Joey Badass?
Yeah.
Well, he's a rapper.
Oh.
But he makes his albums, when he makes them, he's trying to tap it into the sound of that time. So he's going to be making a 2000s record, you know?
You're not an R&B artist. To
Jacquees is the R&B artist, who I mentioned earlier.
You're not an R&B artist till you make an album, a song, Singing in the Rain, in your music video.
I think a lot of these dudes that already did that, but yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. RZA is supposed to be coming out with Bobby Digital and the Pit of Snakes album. They got that. That's dropping on the 22nd. Rico Nasty, her album's dropping on the 22nd as well.
That's a girl?
Yeah, Rico Nasty's a girl.
Okay.
She's a rapper. And Trippy Red, supposed to be dropping on the 28th. Letter to You 5. This is, I'm thinking that's a mixtape joint, though. And nobody wants to hear from you, Nav. Shut your ass up.
Who?
Nav. Who? He's a born-ass dude.
I don't even hear.
Born-ass singer. Auto-tune crooner. He's an auto-tune crooner. He can't even sing for real. Fuck you, Nav. Fuck you. And I only say that because I got drawn in to listen to some of the born-ass tapes he put out.
That's your fault for listening to artists you ain't got no business listening to.
Hey, man, always, I give people a shot.
Always want to give a nigga a shot.
I give people a shot, man. So, James Cruz, this guy was a guy who worked with Chris Lighty, says that he's disappointed that 50 did not allow G-Unit to reach his full potential. What do you think about that?
He did let them. He let them go on their own and they failed on their own. Like, what you talking about? What you talking about? He put them on all his albums. He did the G-Unit album. After that, you
two G-Unit albums.
Yeah, after that, you go on your own. If you fail on your own, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you. That ain't got nothing to do with 50. Shit, 50 failed on his old, too. Shit. After his second album. What you talking about?
Yo, they have Animal Ambition on the list of worst hip-hop albums ever. Like,
you know, so
that was a terrible album. Like, it was terrible. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I mean, I think when they were all together, they did what needed to be done. Like,
yes,
they were an amazing group. They were selling out shows, they were selling out tours. They were selling records. Like, all of them niggas was going platinum. Mm-hmm. Even Tony Yayo's album went platinum.
But you also, what I also think too, as the years went on, they weren't hungry anymore.
Yeah.
And it showed.
You get complacent. I mean, you done made millions of dollars, man. Like, you know, he, even 50 said that about Lloyd Banks. He was like, yo, man, at some point, the man just took his ball and went home. Like, he was just like, yo, I'm good now. I got enough money. I can live.
And that's what some people
my
want.
Means.
Make some money and get out the game.
You know? I mean, and also, when we talking about Lloyd Banks at the time, I guess he was, what, he was like 20? 19, 20? Like, you get that kind of money at 19 and 20, like, yo, I'm good. I'm set for life. You know, you a fucking multimillionaire at 21, dude, 22 years old.
Lloyd Banks was in my hometown of Huntington driving a yellow Lambo.
Yeah.
That nigga didn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? I see the nigga in the yellow Lambo. I see the nigga in Best Buy.
You know, and Young Buck, he was like 23, 24 years old. You know what I'm saying? You get that kind of money when you're that young, you good.
Like, yeah.
You know? But like you said, man, it gets like that when the guys is not hungry no more. When they're not hungry anymore, then
yeah, you see the hunger. When you're hungry, you put out your best shit, your hardest shit.
Yeah.
That I can't say that. That's for people I mean, everybody puts out their best shit when they're hungry and trying to get on.
Yeah.
Trying to do their thing. After that, it's how you evolve. And if you want to evolve.
I think after that, too, it's also about, am I striving to be the best? Like, because those motherfuckers who want to be the best, like, they putting out their hardest bars, their hardest verses. Like, when you see fucking Jadakiss get on a track, this nigga trying to be the best person on the fucking track. Like, yo, ain't nobody going to out-rap
me. 9 times out of 10, he really is the best person on the track.
Ain't nobody going to out-rap me on this track. You know what I'm saying? Like, same thing with, like, M. When M get on the track, yo, I'm trying to show off on this track. Like, I'm going to give you all the syllables. I'm going to give you all these different rap patterns, all these different rap styles. I'm going to show you that I'm the best doing it.
And all the black people hate it.
You know?
Which I don't understand.
Like, when Busta get on the track, yo, I'm trying to kill whoever's on this track. I'm trying to be the best person on the track. That's when you know you hungry. You want to be the best person. And some people don't have that. They just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm on this track. I'm making money. I know this track. Like, they ain't put, like, they ain't phoning it in.
It's crazy because, like, with me, when I look at Lil Wayne, I think his best shit is when he's on somebody else's track.
Yeah, he's
gotta
to
go hard.
Yeah.
Like, when he's on his solo shit, speaking of whatever the fuck he's talking about, I can't. But when he's on somebody else's track, like, the last thing I heard from him was the shit on Tech N9ne's album. His verse was hard.
He was on Breezy's album, too, yeah. But, yeah, on Tech N9ne's album?
I don't remember the Breezy shit. Yeah. I know he was on there, I just don't remember it. But his verse on Tech N9ne's album, that shit was hard, man.
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
I think a lot of people don't step their game up when they get on the
Tech
track.
Tech N9ne ain't put you on the album if it ain't up to par.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, when Tech N9ne call you for a verse, they be like, oh, shit. Yeah. All right, cool. I got to go hard on this shit. I got to go hard. Like, I can't slack off on this shit. Like, if I slack on this shit, I'm going to be embarrassed out here.
No, you just ain't going to be on the album. And you ain't getting the call back.
Yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So. But the albums that are coming out, man, I've been pleasantly surprised with the albums that have come out this year as far as the people that I'm used to listening to. All the people that I'm used to listening to, like the Lupe Fiascos, you know, the Elzaz, you know, the Kalani, all of those people, their albums were still good. They still making good projects. Not so much Drake. not that honestly never mind shit.
Honestly never mind.
Not that shit. You can keep that shit. You know. But for the most part, all the people that I've listened to over the years, they've put out solid projects. You know. Although I like some of Kendrick's shit. To me, that wasn't his best work. For me, I didn't really like it. I only liked a few tracks off there. This nigga, his running thing is, everything I play is better than anything Kendrick made.
Everything I played tonight was better than Kendrick. Crisscross Jump was better than Kendrick shit. Because I'm the Miggity, 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 Mac Daddy. Come on. Come on. Stop it.
But yeah, man, I've been thoroughly surprised with some of the albums that have come out. I've been French Montana's new album was pretty good.
Did he still do that?
He didn't calm down a little bit on that shit. But this is the thing, I think what it was. He had a near death experience. The nigga almost died. Ever since he almost died, the nigga been taking his rapping shit a little bit more seriously. Like, he been putting down some good tracks. Like, I was thoroughly surprised at this Montega album. I thought it was really good. The production on the shit was good because Harry Fraud did the production. Harry Fraud is one of the best producers in the game right now. You know, so it was pretty decent. It was pretty good.
I will honestly say I'll never listen to French Montana again. So that's just
you'll never listen to him again?
No.
You listened to him before?
Yep.
What you listen to of his?
I don't know, one of them cocaine albums, a couple of them cocaine
albums. Oh, see, that was before his near-death experience, man. Like, yo, almost dying changes, folks. I ain't gonna even lie. Like, when you almost die, it changed you, man. Like, he seemed kind of grown up on these joints a little bit.
I don't
bit
care.
More.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Because I know what you're talking about,
though. I'm glad he's alive. I don't want to hear about nobody dying.
Yeah. So,
but I listened to enough.
Trust me, I understand. Because I won't go listen to it at first either. But I was like, yo, the last... Because sometimes I do just listen to stuff just for the production. Like, if I could not have you rapping on this shit, and I could just listen to the beats, I'd probably do that.
Dude, that's like every new artist out there. The beats be hot as fuck.
Because Harry Fraud be putting down good-ass beats. Like, this nigga, his production is top-notch. Like, the nigga's good. He's really good. And, you know, when you listen to a Harry Fraud project, you're like, all right, you gotta come with some nice shit on these beats. Like, you can't just be phoning it in. But, you know, it be people out there that do it. Like you said, a lot of these new artists, boy, the beats be fucking fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they be buying time to the hook. Like, it's just...
That's a good way to put it. That's
what they be doing. That's what they be doing. Like, they'll come up with a fire hook. You be like, all right, that's a good hook right there. And that beat slap, you like, okay, this hook, this beat. And they just be on that joint just buying time, like...
Well, apparently it's okay to not be on beat anymore, so.
That shit's not okay.
Apparently it is.
That shit is not okay.
It's not okay to me and you, but.
That shit is not okay. That shit is not okay. Like, that is one thing that I cannot stand is when motherfuckers don't rap on beat. Like, I can't stand that shit. And there's a lot of them out there that do that shit.
Yeah, there is.
You know, like, it fucked me up when I heard Silk the Shaka rhyming on beat. Like, I was like, yo, what are you doing, bro? Like, you did this shit. This was your shit. If you would have came out now, you know, you'd have been one of the greatest rappers alive. Like, if he would have came out at this time frame.
It's so funny, like, even though he rhymed off beat, he was still nice.
He was. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if he was around this time, because he was saying shit that was way better than have the shit that these niggas saying today, even though he was off beat. If he would came out today rhyming off beat with it being so passe, like, it's so good to do now, like, everybody want to do it. If he was out today, he'd be the best rapper in the game. Like,
hey. He was before his time. Literally.
You know? I also think about Mystical, too. He was a little bit ahead of his time with the way he rapped. Motherfuckers doing that aggressive, like, style and, like, screaming and shit, like, a little bit on their tracks. Like, damn, bro, Mystical was way ahead of his time at the time. Like,
nah, Mystical was right where he was supposed to be.
He was right where he was supposed to be?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it fit in with, you know, with the whole crunk era of the Little John shit.
Yeah.
All that down south yelling. It's not all yelling, I'm sorry. It's just certain artists.
That's another dude that I listen to. Duke Deuce. I listened to his album. And he's doing the crunk style now. Like, he's doing the Little John, the 3-6, you know, all of those guys. That's what he's doing. He put out an album called Crunk All-Stars. And he say Crunk ain't dead. So he's still... I'm like, bro. And back in the day, you probably would have been the guy. Like, but nobody cares at this point, man. Like, nobody cares at this point. Even though your music is... You could play that shit at the club. Motherfuckers could party to it. It just don't seem like anybody care right now. You're doing an old style.
Hey, I'm all for that old shit because this new shit don't work for me.
Yeah. He had a pretty good album though. I ain't gonna lie, because it took you back to that time frame. Like, damn, bro, I remember.
I don't need nobody to take me back. I got it on my phone.
I know you don't need nobody to take you back. I just
got it on my phone.
I just sometimes like the newer guys that, you know, that they fit right into where what their influences was. You could tell this who influenced them. He's paying homage to those guys. He's making music just as good as they were making. I'm not gonna say he was making better music than them or anything like that, but it's like, these were my influences. These are the guys who paved the way for me, and I like this type of music. I'm gonna make this type of music. You know, it's good to see some of those newer guys still make that type of music that they grew up on or that they really liked when they were young.
Some of them need better influences.
Some of them need better influences.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm only looking for a couple albums from my favorite artists, and then it is what it is. Motherfuckers can ride off to the sunset. Like, I asked for a Busta album. He gave it to me. Redman, I'm still waiting.
Still waiting.
I need a Redman album. I need a Redman album. I probably need a Redman album more than anything.
Yeah.
That and maybe Luda. Give me a Luda. Give me a Redman album. And I'm probably good. I mean, Lloyd Banks coming out of retirement. Okay, I'll take it.
He's technically not coming out of retirement, man. That the CD, the album that he's putting out is the part two of the album that he put out last year. He put this album out last year.
He put out an album out last year?
Yeah.
Nobody heard it. I'm a fan, and I never even knew about it, so. Your production sucked. Not production, your...
marketing.
Marketing, yeah.
Your promo. Yeah, this the album that he's putting out is The Course of the Inevitable, Part 2. Part 1 came out last year.
Damn, like, do I have to go back and do I gotta listen to it? I kind of don't want to, just because of your previous shit.
let's see here. Course of the Inevitable, when did this shit drop? It dropped last year, June 4th, last year. June 4th, this shit dropped. It was 18 songs. It was 18 songs on there. He had features from Rock Marciano. I like Rock Marciano. That guy's good. Freddie Gibbs. That guy's good. Styles P was on there. Benny the Butcher. Those guys are good. Ransom. Ransom, that's weird. He went to go get guys that could rap.
So you filled your album with a bunch of features. So
nah, it was only them five. He had 18 songs, them five people.
Oh.
It was an hour-long project.
So, two-minute verses. Two-minute songs. Two-and-a-half-minute songs.
Now, most of the songs on here are 3 minutes.
Okay.
It's an hour project.
Two-and-a-half, 3 minutes. Same shit.
I'm looking at 3 to 4 minutes on every song. The shortest song I see on here was track number 2:58. Every other song on here is 3.5 minutes and up.
Okay.
So, gives you some nice lengthy.
What's it called?
The Course of the Inevitable. And this is also the name of the album that's coming out on next Friday. Or this Friday, because when we drop this, it's Tuesday.
Okay.
I might check this joint out. Me dropping albums under the radar on people.
I should drop an album under the radar.
You should drop an album under the radar.
Yeah, man.
You know.
And we all know what the number one fucking... number one single. Number one single. Booty, sweat, and glitter.
Booty, sweat, and glitter.
Booty, sweat, and glitter.
So, a few weeks ago, we talked about the Double XL freshman class, right? So, I went to go check out some of these people. Shouldn't have really did this.
You say this every year. Every year you say this.
I shouldn't have really did this, man. The only person on this shit that I was rocking with like two people because they make, you know, they just, you know, they don't really care. They just make party records. Saucy Santana, that's the gay dude. Dude gay. He gay is all gay. The nigga's gay. He gay is all gay. This nigga walk around dressing like a woman, but still had a fucking full beard. Like, bro, why you dressing like a woman and still got the full beard? But this nigga, he know how to make a twerk song for the bitches. Like, I give him that. I be like, yo, all right, man, you got it. And then the other person that I checked out on here, Ken the Man. Now, when you hear the name Ken the Man, what do you think of?
I don't think of anything.
You don't think of anything. So, I go to listen to Ken the Man, and Ken the Man don't sound like a man. This is Ken the Man.
I'm trying to check between the legs. See what's hanging.
It's a woman.
I understand that. I'm trying to check between the legs to see what's hanging.
You were trying to see. Right? I was like, what? So then, I was like, wait, well, let me go see something about, like, who this person is. So I go look at an interview. And the guy asked her. He was like, yo, there's rumors going around that you're like a trans or something. Like, you're a man. And she's like, no, I'm not a man. She's like, no, I'm not a man. It's just my rap name.
I'm fine with it. You know, Becky Lynch was the man for a year and a half. So
she's like, no, I'm not a man. But just the name itself, I was like, Ken the Man. And when I went to go listen to the person, it wasn't a man. And I was like, wait a minute. Did I hit the right person? Like, did I hit the right track? Like, that's the right track. But it was just funny. It was just funny. It was like, why would you name yourself that? But her real name is like Kentavia or some shit like that. Yeah, straight ghetto. Straight ghetto.
I believe it.
But she go by the rap name Ken the Man.
Jupiter. Yeah.
Great. Ken the Man.
Great.
Ken the Man.
Aries, you silly.
Aries, you silly.
You just gonna repeat after me?
You just repeat after me.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
It's funny when kids do that shit, though, man. You just be like repeating everything you say.
My son ain't talk.
Why?
He didn't. You're right, he didn't.
Nope.
He's been walking around with those things all night.
Since we got here.
All night.
Bust me in my shed.
He's got these two fucking toy things that they connect to this jumper that he had. And the jumper's broken, but he's walking around with the two pieces that you play with. And he has not let those things go since we got here.
Hey.
Up, he put them down.
You getting your money's worth.
Up, he put them down. Look at that, he put it down.
That's all you're getting your money's worth.
Got a little sweat on.
So you kicked me?
Oh, man. So, did you hear about the guy who got shot 60 times by the police?
Is he dead?
Well, of course he's dead. They shot him 60 times and then put handcuffs on him after he was dead. Like, what type of shit?
I don't watch the news, so. No, I have not heard about it.
And then I heard about the other guy who, the police broke his neck.
No, I don't know nothing about that neither.
Well, they broke his neck. He was in the paddy wagon, they ain't strap him in. And they hit a hard right turn, and his fucking head smashed up against the siding. And when they took him to the police station, they didn't take him to the hospital, they took him to the station. Put him in a wheelchair and told him to stop. Like, ain't nothing wrong with you. Like, dog, this nigga's neck is limp. Like, he can't move his body. He had to have spinal fusion surgery. Think he's paralyzed from the neck down. And they were telling him, well, nothing wrong with him.
Moral of the story is stop fucking committing crimes and stay the fuck away from the police.
That too. But the fucking cops, the way they treat black people is ridiculous.
Dude, it ain't nothing new. Stop committing crimes, stay the fuck away from the police. You think the cops give a fuck that they're videotaped now? Obviously not. They don't care. Hello? Yeah. Stop committing crimes. Stay the fuck away from the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is that goddamn simple. They tell you to lay down on the fucking ground, and you ain't do nothing. Lay down on the fucking ground if you ain't do nothing. They will let you go.
Yeah.
You know how many times I got stopped by the cops? And I did exactly what they told me to do, and they let me the fuck go because I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with them.
Yeah, man. There's... It does, though. It just...
Yeah, I understand it sucks.
It sucks, yeah.
Stop fucking committing crimes. They're not going to arrest you if you ain't committing no crime.
Yeah.
It is that simple. It is that simple. What happened to you? What happens to people after they get handcuffed and all the fucked up shit? Yes, that shit sucks. Don't commit the fucking crime in the first place.
Yeah. I honestly have no idea what the second dude did. I mean, I have no idea what the second dude did. The first dude, he took the cops on a high-speed chase. And they lit his ass up as soon as he got out the car. No, he did not have a weapon on him. There was a weapon found in the car. No, he did not have a weapon on his person. And it does suck. They let off 90 shots at this guy. 90.
What state was this?
I have no idea. Shit for you.
You ain't even gotta worry about it. Yeah. Stop fucking breaking the law. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all. Unarmed man getting shot 60 times, I don't agree with it at all. But at the end of the day, don't break the law in the fucking first place.
Yeah.
I'm not giving cops a pass or anything like that. I know how people think. I personally don't give a fuck what you think and what you know. Stop breaking the law. Stop breaking the law. Like, God damn, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to talk shit about the cops because I got friends that are cops. I legit got friends that I went to school with that are fucking cops.
Yeah.
We had a cop on our goddamn podcast. Like,
yeah, it was that was a really that honestly was a very, very good episode. Still appreciate him for coming on. And
I can get him on anytime. And anytime. That's my boy. That's my boy.
But not only that, it's just the honesty behind what he was saying and seeing it from another perspective. Like, he's on the other side of that situation. And even him saying how he would handle the situation as opposed to how somebody else handled the situation. Like, that tells me that these people, they are receiving the proper training. Because some of them know how to handle the situation and some of them don't.
Yep.
So, it's all about how you retain the information. But they are being taught the right way when you got people that come on our show and say, hey, this is how I was trained to do this. And this is how it should have been done. And this is how it should have been handled. That tells me, again, that they're being taught the right way. It's just people taking it upon themselves to do other things.
And I remember specifically asked them, when you pull your weapon, are you trained to wound or are you trained to kill? He said, you're trained to kill.
Yeah.
You pull that gun, it's shoot to kill.
Yeah.
That's what they got tasers for.
Right. And he said that as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, when you pull that weapon, you're shooting to kill, but that's your last resort. Like, you don't instantly go to that first. That's why we have the other mechanisms, the tasers, the pepper spray, you know what I'm saying? The baton. Like, you got all that other stuff first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But, like you said, man.
Stop breaking the fucking law.
Gotta stop putting ourselves in these situations in the first place by breaking the law and doing wrong.
And if a cop asks you to do something, just fucking do it, man. Yeah. Just don't sit there and argue with them. Don't sit there and argue. Don't make the situation worse.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, you're just talking shit to the cop, pissing them off.
Mm-hmm.
Pissing them off.
Yeah, it's all about making it back home to the people that care about you.
They want to go home to their family, too.
Yeah.
You know? Most good cops, they want to let you go if you ain't do nothing wrong. They want to dissolve the problem.
Yeah.
They don't want to go through all that paperwork and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
Calm your ass down. Relax.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was just wondering if you had heard about that.
Nope. No, I don't watch the news, man.
Of course, I don't watch the news either. It's just been, I've seen it on my social medias. Because, of course, people are outraged.
People are always outraged about something.
Outrage and sensitivity is the thing nowadays, man. People are sensitive about a lot of things, just to think about, I saw a video where this guy walked up to this woman, and he was like, hey, how you doing today? Are you gorgeous as hell? Like, what's your name? And her response to him was, don't worry about it.
Yep, that's why that bitch single.
But when you hear the other women talking about it, they're like, oh, it's creepy when somebody comes up to you that aggressive.
To ask you how your fucking day was? That's aggressive?
I was like, what? Like, the man literally said, hey, how you doing? You gorgeous as hell. Like, okay, so you're saying he was aggressive for saying she gorgeous as hell? And then he said, what's your name? And her response was, don't worry about it. The aggression came from the person who said, don't worry about it. That would have sounded like
me. You want to know why? You want to know what? That's why y'all bitches get treated like shit. Because when a nigga try to teach you good, just ask you how your motherfucking day was. Tell you you're beautiful and ask you how your motherfucking day was. Don't worry about it. Like, fuck you, bitch. hard when you cross the street.
But they said it was creepy that he came off that aggressive. Like, what was aggressive about him asking how her day was and what her name was? Like, they were walking past each other. Like, they were, it wasn't like he ran up to her from a from an opposite direction. They were walking past each other.
Like, I have so much bad things to say. Like, I... Like, this is... No, I'm not even going to say what I was really going to say. I'm not going to say what I was really going to say. Fucking I'm going to say. That's why niggas put shit in your drinks. You know what I'm saying? And I'm it's fucked up to say it. I hope it doesn't happen to anybody. But that's the goddamn truth. Motherfuckers do try to be nice to you. People try to be nice to you.
Like, I don't understand how women like that actually get a man.
They're everywhere. And they don't have a man. They're single.
Like.
And then they'd be like, I can't find a good man. Well, the good man asked you how your day was. And you said, fuck you.
Like, they'll tell him in a heartbeat. Like, they'll sit up there, you know, don't worry about it. And then you'd be like, well, what? Damn, I just asked your name. Like, not interested in you.
Yeah, the nigga that's in your inbox every day telling you you're beautiful every goddamn day where everybody else is, oh, show me your nudes, show me your nudes, show me your nudes. And you show them you show them your nudes, but not the nigga who's asking you how your day was and telling you you're beautiful.
Oh, they friend zone him. He's the friend. He's the guy you talk to him after Ricky and Bobby and Mike treated you like shit.
Oh my God, why can't I find a good man?
I mean, that dude over there that was asking you how your day been every fucking day this week, I think he's a pretty good guy. Like, that guy over there who just listened to you talk for 20 minutes about Ron.
Like, who's going to listen to you talk for 20 minutes about the next thing? Like, I'll be goddamn. I'll be damn. Like,
that guy who just listened to you talk 20 minutes about another nigga, I'm pretty sure he's a good person. Like, I'm pretty sure he's a good guy. He just listened to you talk about another nigga for 20 minutes.
I'm not that person. You get 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And then I'm going to tell you what I think about that nigga. And I'm going to tell you what I think about you. That nigga comes first. Word. After those 4 minutes, if I don't hear what I want to hear, bye.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm not dealing with that. You know, like, I know there's a lot of good men out there that ain't the best looking or whatever the fuck, you know. Sometimes you gotta give a motherfucker a chance, man.
Yeah. So, I was listening to this guy today. He was like, look here, ladies, I got some advice for you. He was like, think about the man that you want, right? Think about him. Now, I want you to think about him right now. If he was out with his boys, what would you be wanting him to do right now? If he was in a relationship with you and he was out with the fellas, what would you want him and the fellas to be doing? Now, whatever the fuck it is that you would want him to be doing, you take your girls and go to wherever the fuck you believe he's going to be and go get you a dude. Don't go to the bar if you don't want a fuck boy. Like, if you want a good dude that plays golf with the fellas in the free time, then go to the fucking golf course. Like, go meet the dude at the golf course. Because that's what you want your man to be doing when he ain't with you.
I disagree with that. And the only reason why I disagree with that is sometimes we know we're black. We can't go to no golf course.
Why not?
I'm just saying. We black. We can't go to no golf course.
Yeah.
You can. Sometimes you can only go to the places you can go to.
Yeah, but I think the purpose of him saying that was go to it. Where you believe that the good men are. If that's what you want out of life, you want a good man. Go to where you think the good men are. Don't go to where you, you know, don't go to the bar and shit or the club.
There are good men at bars, though.
They are. They are.
You know, cause there's also a lot of men out there that don't know how to just talk to a woman.
Right.
Because, let's be real, y'all bitches be intimidating niggas. Especially when you're in groups and he's by himself.
And y'all got that attitude, man. That dude. Niggas don't always want to fucking break down your attitude. Like, you got to cut through the bitch's attitude in order to get there. That's why. Y'all think, yo, I'm playing hard to get. Like, some dudes don't want to do that shit. Like, niggas will get, some dudes will just give up. Like, you come off wrong the first time. They're not cutting through that. They're not trying to cut through that. Well, he ain't man enough to handle me. No, bitch. You're being a bitch. Like, you can't do that with everybody.
Dude, I remember the most intimidating thing I ever did was trying to talk to a girl by myself with her fucking 5 friends around her.
Damn.
I'll never do that shit again.
Yeah, rough.
I mean, I don't have to go through that. I got a girl, but I'm just going through that. All these fucking bitches listening at me trying to talk to this girl. I was stuttering over myself and shit. Just trying to be me. Nah. Like, you and your girlfriends, y'all turn good men off.
Like, I can't. Girl, please, don't be, he ain't nobody.
For real. Go be with that drug dealer that's going to beat you in hell.
Bitches don't want you when you ain't got no money. I'm trying to say.
They don't.
they don't want to build nothing with nobody. Like, they want your shit already together. Like, you got to be a millionaire by the time you come to talk to some of these bitches. Like, yo, you ain't even got a 9-to-5. Like, you sitting at home right now doing nothing.
No. That's not true at all.
Some bitches do be doing nothing.
That's not true at all. Because there's mini hoes that'll just be like, hi. You know?
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm just.
Oh my God, man. But yeah.
Yelly, you don't make it easy on us men. You don't. We all know niggas ain't shit. A lot of y'all women ain't shit too. Yeah. But for the men that are trying to be something, you ain't trying to grow with them. You want them pre-made.
Yeah, you want them already assembled, man. And that's one of those things, man. Like, nowadays it seems like women don't. They don't want. They don't want to build on it or be on that journey as you're trying to fulfill your dreams. They want your dreams already there. Like, when you come to her, you got to already have your 6-figure income, your house, your car. Like, damn, bro, this nigga been lonely as a bitch for years. Like, by the time he get all of that, honestly, he been and found the girl that wanted to go along for the ride.
I blame the movies. Them bitches watch Acrimony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They put their 20 years in and that nigga ain't did shit until he left you or you kicked him out. Yeah. And he became a millionaire. Now you want him back and you want to get.
Yeah. Bafix don't want to go with the journey, man. But that woman over there that wanted to go along for the ride, well, she believed in that nigga. Like, yo, I want to be there with you as you accomplish these things. Sometimes that's the best thing for you, man. Be with him when he accomplished those things. Starting from the bottom. Sometimes that's the best thing for you.
Now, if you a year or two in and he ain't doing shit, that's when you cut the motherfucker loose. Like, nah.
Sometimes, depending on what the dream is, sometimes it takes longer than 1 or 2 years, though.
If you're a 30-year-old rapper, nah, you stay away from that nigga.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that, but we talking about, like, if he 30 years old and he trying to fucking open a restaurant or he trying to have a business, legitimate business, most businesses fail within 2 years. After you get over that 2-year hump, that's when the business start to be profitable. It's not profitable in the first 2 years, so he's still struggling. You can't tell a bitch to let a nigga go after 2 years of the nigga trying to run a business. Like,
first off, if he's trying to run a business, you don't need no woman in your life anyway. Get your shit straight.
Yeah, something to me, you know. Like I said, some women want to go on the journey with you. They want to be there with you, supporting you. You know, sometimes when you running your business,
no,
and you
I was talking from a man's perspective.
From a man's perspective, you shouldn't have a woman in your life at that point.
No.
Well, but here's the thing that I say about that though. Sometimes you got that woman that's being supportive to you when there's times where you running your business or you trying to run this business and you ain't making ends meet. Not saying you using this woman, but sometimes there's women that's there that'll be there for you in those tough times where, yo, you need a place to lay your head, you could come over here. You know what I'm saying? You need a good meal, you could come over here. Because even though you struggling, you got that woman that's your backbone, your support. Sometimes it be like that. That's why I say those women, sometimes they want to go on the journey with you. Sometimes they want to be there every step of the way. That's what I mean when I say build with you. They'll go through the lowest of lows with your ass. Because some of these women don't go to... They there when everything's fine. But then with... Say you have a setback. You lowest of your low. Oh, you doing that shit by yourself. I'm gone. I'm out. I ain't here for this.
Niggas. Do it by yourself.
Do it by yourself.
Yup. Do it by yourself. So when you do come up, you got the pick of the litter. You
got the pick of the litter.
Yup. Yup. I know. It's a contradiction and shit, but do it by yourself. Do it by yourself. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard, and I say that contradicting myself because when I was at my lowest, I had my woman.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. You know, there's $50 holes out there that can tell you everything you want to hear.
With pussy, they used to be 40 though.
Inflation. What you talking about? Inflation. There's $100 holes out there. There's more than that out there.
There's $100 holes out there? They used to be 80 though.
Inflation, nigga. Gas prices ain't cheap. Bitches gotta travel. They're not gonna bring you to their home.
Oh my god.
They gotta come, they're gonna come to you. They're gonna come to you.
Oh my goodness, bro.
You know? Sometimes when you ain't got the batter on the brain, you think better.
You ain't got the batter on the what?
The batter. Oh. The batter. We ain't gotta worry about busting that nut. You know? Cause I'll be the first one to tell you I think extra clear when I ain't thinking about sex.
So after you done bust that joint, you good?
Yes.
Why you gotta rub one out real quick before you start up those things?
I'm not saying whether I rub one out or not. I'm just saying.
You're just saying you gotta. When you think clearer
when you ain't got the batter on the brain,
right?
You think more clear. You ain't thinking about the girl. You're thinking about you and what you gotta do. What you gotta do. The girls will come when you get the money.
Right.
The girls will come when you get the money.
Oh, yeah, they will. They'll be lined up when you get it.
And you'll have the finest. The finest when you have the money.
Yo, one of the cast members on Wild Out called out Nick Cannon, right? He was like, yo, nigga, you be walking around here with all these turbans and shit on, preaching this black excellence. When the fuck you gonna put a baby in a black bitch? He said, all these bitches you got, none of them black.
Nick Cannon, from me to you, brother, I am not mad at you. Keep doing what you're doing.
I think it was Carlos that called about.
You like what you like.
He do. He like what he like. But that nigga saying, yo, you be walking around here with all these goddamn turbans on, speaking this black excellence shit. When the fuck you gonna put a baby in a black woman?
Well, maybe those black women ain't willing to sign that contract saying, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. I mean, the rest of them women are doing something. Like, they don't, you don't see a bad word spoke about fucking Nick Cannon. Not a
bad motherfucking word. Shit.
Maybe the black bitches don't want to be on. They don't want to be on the team. That's what that is. They're not team players.
Wouldn't it really? They should be the ultimate team players because you're already getting ran through by a bunch of other black niggas that's having babies with you and other black women. Nick's just paying you to do it.
Hey, man. Be a part of the team. Be a team player. You're a Nick Cannon's baby mama.
Hey, you know, I ain't mad at Nick. If I could be Nick, I would. If I could be Nick Cannon, I would. All the trials and tribulations, all that, I would be Nick Cannon, having basketball teams of babies, fucking the baddest bitches in the world.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
No. Yeah, this bitch, Saweetie, threw out the first pitch of the Dodgers game.
Who is Saweetie?
Rapper. She came out this joint, gets to the mound. She's got on, looks like some 6-inch heels, some jeans, a crop top, and threw the jersey on top. But her nails was this fucking long. She threw the opening pitch at the Dodgers game.
What, 2 feet?
I'd almost made it to the plate. It was about this short from the catcher. But still, bro. Like, she got on fucking 8 bracelets, a ring on each finger, and fucking nails this long.
Hey.
Goddamn. Somebody posted a fucking Wolverine doing like that. The internet is undefeated, bro. Said she out there looking like Edward Scissorhands, trying to throw a fucking baseball.
The internet do be defeated, man. Zook will fucking block your ass real quick. Like whoever says the other, nah. Zook will block your ass quick over
Zuckerberg.
Oh man. Word. Jason was blocked just last week.
Yeah, you say the wrong word on that motherfucker. You out of here.
That's why I don't argue with people on Facebook. I only argued over Nikita Lyons because that was Nikita Lyons. Yeah. She's worth arguing over. To some nigga who don't watch wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm not having that. Not having that. That nigga ain't never seen her do a split. He see her Instagram pictures.
She does splits on her Instagram.
Not like she doing a WWE.
She got some videos where she got the splits.
I don't care.
On her Instagram.
I seen it first.
Okay, bro. Relax. Relax. It's alright.
Yeah, I tried to put him on to other thick women, other beautiful women.
Uh-huh.
He's like, nah.
He's like, nah, Nikki. She's
wifey.
She's wifey? Oh, okay.
Nigga, like, did you see Zelina Vega? Like, she's not wifey material.
I mean, she is a wife.
I understand that. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, she's, did you see wife. Natalia's sister? That's wifey material. She's sick.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Natalia says she's single.
Somebody's just sliding her DMs right now.
I'm sure they are.
Somebody's just sliding her DMs right now.
I'm sure they are. I told him, like, yo, go look at Mandy Rose.
Is she single?
It don't even matter.
Somebody's just sliding her DMs right
now. I'm sure they are, too. Like, I'm just throwing girls at this dude. Like, he's like, I only got room in my heart for one wrestling girl. I'm like, you ain't seen all the wrestling girls, nigga. You seen one and she's not that good in the ring. Like, what are you talking about?
I understand, man. It's really, you know, it was love at first sight for him. She was just like, Nikita Lyons.
Like, obviously he ain't seen Naomi in that dunk that she got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't seen Bailey in that dog that she got. Word up.
He ain't saying to people.
Like, stop it, dude. Well, stop it.
You got anything else, man, before we get out of here?
Stay off Nikita Lyons. She's mine.
Yeah. And shout out to all the Chick-fil-A workers, man. You guys' customer service is great.
No, it's not, because they don't work on Sunday. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all ain't real workers. Y'all don't work on Sunday. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, bro. You can't get a niggas to pass me off one day. They off one day, bro. One day. And you just go do
the my job wants me to work on a Sunday, I got to work on a fucking Sunday.
Well, they closed on Sunday. Their job say they don't have to work on Sunday. How you going to get mad at them because they don't work on Sunday when the company says they ain't got to work on Sunday?
But they got a fucking Chick-fil-A and a football stadium that's only open on Sunday.
The football stadium's open all the time, though. It's not just open on Sundays. Like, what are you talking about? They have other events besides football in the stadium.
It's a football stadium. It was built for football, not for other events. Stop it.
But they have other events.
Stop it. You know how much money you lose because you're not open on Sunday?
Well, man, you sound bad salty about this, man.
I'm not salty. I ain't never been to a Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Ain't no Chick-fil-A's up here. This is up north. Ain't no Chick-fil-A's up here. You see the Chick-fil-A up here?
They're building a Chick-fil-A up here.
I know they're building it. And guess what? It ain't going to be open on fucking Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Can't get you no Chick-fil-A during halftime.
That's the driving force for you right there. That's the driving force for you right there.
Like, why are you even open?
They're open because the other 6 days of the week, they're open. And people like Chick-fil-A. What do you mean?
Eat more cow.
The slogan is eat more chicken.
Eat more cow. How you gonna eat more chicken when you ain't open 7 days a week? Eat more cow. Ain't nothing better than a good burger.
My bad for triggering you like this. Seems like I triggered some emotions, that shit. Oh, my goodness. These episodes are always fought with you, bro.
Ain't enough chickens in the world anyway.
Having a wing shortage is not a chicken shortage.
How is there not a chicken shortage? How is there not a chicken shortage?
They got plenty of thighs.
The chickens are this big, and we eat the fuck out of the motherfuckers. We eat the fuck out of chickens. You know how many breasts and wings I eat a week? There ain't enough chickens in the world. In the world. Cows and shit, you can just keep carving fucking slices off them motherfuckers. They're huge. Ain't enough chickens in the world. They closed on Sunday because they ain't got no goddamn chickens. Ain't got no goddamn chickens.
Yo. No, man. Oh, shit. Wait a second. Okay, so this nigga set up here. You guys got to see his face because he was into it. He fucking had his hands like... The chicken is this big. It's like a little. And I eat the fuck out of them. You know how many fucking breasts?
Being honest. Yo. How many people eat eggs? We eating all the chicken eggs. So they ain't having no babies. They ain't having no babies. They're babies. We eat their babies.
Oh, shit.
Am I not lying? Do we not eat all the chicken babies? Scrambled eggs, y'all omelets, and whatever the fuck else. You know how many eggs you gotta make to put in the cake? Ain't enough chickens in the world. Eat more beef. Eat more beef. Save me some chicken. God damn, man.
We eat all the chicken babies.
We do.
Oh, shit. Yo, I can't fucking breathe over here, bro.
Am I wrong, though?
No. Oh, shit.
Y'all need to start thinking about shit like that. Where all them eggs coming from? We ain't got no goddamn chicken breasts. We ain't got no chicken wings, but there's plenty of chicken eggs. If you eating all the chickens and they ain't got no wings, where the chicken eggs coming from?
Oh, shit.
We eat more eggs than we eat wings? Think about that. We eat more eggs than we eat wings. Come on now.
Oh my God.
We can roll out.
Yo. Oh my God, man. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. That's been my homeboy, man.
My drunk ass just dropped some knowledge on y'all. Made y'all think about something. Think about something. Where the eggs coming from? We eat all the chicken wings. That means we know all the chickens, where the eggs coming from. We eat more eggs. We eat more eggs. Think about how many eggs is in the stuff that you eat. Let's go.
I've been Antoine Westlicker.
Yeah.
This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. And we out.
We out.